Gershwin. Yes, we have Gershwin on the Science Show today, plus a Pulitzer Prize winner and a Vice Chancellor on RN. First, a fond farewell to Mike Morwood, the man who found The Hobbit in Flores, Indonesia. Like many great Australians, he was a New Zealander, and here he spoke last year on the scale of the search for another skeleton.
Every year, for the last 10 years, we've been working at Liang Bua, and every year we get bits and pieces of hominid from the site, sometimes just toe bones and wrist bones and so on. But we're digging again this year, and the ultimate aim is to find another complete skeleton, if possible.
In the same place?
It's a very big cave. We've dug probably about 5% of the cave, 12 metres of deposits in the cave, so it's a lot of looking involved. We find hundreds of thousands of rat bones and other animals and things, and occasionally we find hominid bones as well.
So it's a very big labour. You don't just whip in, see if you can find a human skeleton and whip out again.
60 local Mangarai people working for 2 months with 20 researchers. It's on an industrial scale. We have 2 full-time carpenters to put in shoring. We have generators. We have tea ladies. And we make a huge input contribution to the local economy for wages, purchase of bamboo, coffee, cigarettes, alcohol. The place runs on cigarettes and bananas and alcohol. So it's a big undertaking.
Professor Mike Morwood at the University of Wollongong last year talking about his quest to find more hobbits in Flores. He died of cancer in Darwin this week, and we shall have a full tribute to him on The Science Show in a few weeks.